Now, when race riots broke out in July in Washington, D.C. and in Chicago, the Bureau of Investigation claimed that Bolshevik influences had provoked the African-American communities into seditious activity. The New York Times ran a headline on July 28th, which read, "Reds try to stir Negroes to revolt." In reality, though, white mobs had started the riots in both cities, and though the riots of 1919 represented one of the first times blacks actively fought back against mob violence, they nonetheless suffered disproportionate loss of life, and thousands of black homes were burned. Many black veterans that had just returned from duty in the First World War were also targeted because they were seen as a threat. But the riots were not a Bolshevik attempt to mobilize African Americans for revolution. They were the result of racism against African Americans and tensions brought on by the competition for jobs and housing amidst demographic and economic change. But in the climate of the summer of 1919, the race riots were just one aspect of the growing Red Scare. And as the summer drew to a close, the panic over an impending Bolshevik revolution continued.